This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Communist Party agrees on the provision of 7 years waiting period for naturalized citizenship provided to a foreign woman upon marrying a Nepali national. 176 people return home across the country after recovering from coronavirus infection. Total number of home returnees reaches 1,578. Government preparing to carry out 10,000 PCR tests per day from the 29th of June. And 3 people killed and 3 seriously injured in a stabbing incident in English town of Reading. Now the news in detail. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party has decided to forward the Citizenship Amendment Bill that has a provision of 7-year waiting period for the naturalized citizenship to be provided to a foreign woman upon marrying a Nepali citizen. The ruling Communist Party made its view clear at a time when the State Affairs Committee could not forge consensus on despite a discussion for a long period. The opposition parties have been saying that such long time could not be held by the State Affairs Committee on it. According to the Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Naren Kaji Shrestha, the meeting also decided that the respective person willing to take naturalized citizenship must have the process to give up the citizenship of the foreign country. The secretariat meeting was held at Prime Minister's residence Balwatar yesterday morning. With the confirmation of 331 new cases yesterday, the total number of coronavirus infection cases in Nepal has reached 8,605. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 49 female and 282 male were tested positive yesterday. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said coronavirus infection has now spread to 74 districts. Meanwhile, 176 people returned home yesterday after recovering from virus infection. 1,578 people have returned home so far after complete recovery. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has said that his party should immediately forward the task of General Convention by revising the 14th work schedule of the General Convention. Addressing the virtual meeting organized by the Center for Social Democracy Studies on Democratic Socialism and Far Western Province, senior leader Paudel said there was a need of drastic reforms in the party through the upcoming General Convention. Leader Paudel also stressed on the need of finding the ways of income for village development, prosperity and creating opportunities to the people. He also said that development of Far Western Province could not take place as per the expectation as the Mahakali Treaty had not been properly and effectively implemented. The government of Nepal has stressed on the need to find resolution of recent conflict between China and India through peaceful means. The government has said Nepal has established the conviction that the conflict between the countries should be resolved peacefully, noting Nepal always stands for regional and global peace. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated this in a press note issued in relation to the recent development of conflict between neighboring India and China in the Galwan Valley area on the Indo-China border. According to the ministry, Nepal was confident that the mutual disputes should be sorted out through peaceful medium as per the spirit of good neighbors. In a press release issued by the ministry yesterday evening, the government has hoped that both the countries would explore peaceful solution to the problem in favor of mutual regional and world peace and stability. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that food with medicinal values, exercise and high mental health are keys to fight against the pandemic of coronavirus. In a message of best wishes delivered on the occasion of 6th International Yoga Day today, he further said that the goal of healthy Nepal could only be realized by practicing yoga, exercise and consumption of food with medicinal values. The Prime Minister says the prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali is the national target of the government, adding the citizens with physical and mental good health and well-being was the foundation for realizing the national target. Prime Minister Oli urged all to adopt the yoga as the lifestyle for attaining good health. June 21st has been globally marked as the International Yoga Day after the United Nations started celebrating the day. The non-Nepali resident association, the non-resident Nepali Association, rather South Korea chapter, has provided PCR kits for the Far Western Province. NRNA Korea Chapter's Executive Director Rajesh Rana yesterday handed 2,500 kits to the Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, who also represents from the Sudhir Paschim State in the House of Representatives. The assistance was handed to Minister Bhatta at Trivan International Airport with the presence of Department of Health Services Director General Dr. Deependra Raman Singh. On the occasion, the Minister said the non-resident Nepalese and the private sector were lending helping hands to the government in its effort to control and prevent the virus. A partial solar eclipse is taking place today. Nepal Calendar Determination Committee said the eclipse, which will start at 10:50 a.m. today, will reach at its midpoint at 12:38 p.m. and the end at 2:23 p.m. Committee President Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam said the eclipse would be visible from Nepal for a duration of 3 hours and 33 minutes. This is the only solar eclipse to be seen from Nepal this year. Nepal Astronomical Society's President Suresh Patrai said one could observe the solar eclipse by adopting eye protection methods. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. More than half of the total coronavirus-infected people have returned home worldwide after health recovery. As per the data collected by the data analysis World Meter, the world has recorded more than 8.9 million cases of coronavirus, while more than 4.7 million people have returned home after health recovery. More than 260 people have died of coronavirus with more than 3.68 million active cases across the world. Meanwhile, the US has the highest number of infection cases with more than 2.3 million people. Meanwhile, India's coronavirus cases count near 411,000. India has also registered more than 13,500 corona-related deaths. Three people were killed and another three seriously injured when a man went on a stabbing spree in a park in the southern English town of Reading. Witnesses said a man went on the rampage at around 6 p.m. local time in Forbury Gardens, stabbing people at random who had gathered in the park on a Sunday summer evening in Reading, which is about 65 kilometers west of London. Serbians go to polls today to elect a new parliament in Europe's first national election since the coronavirus lockdowns took effect some 3 months ago, with the ruling conservatives seen winning a comfortable majority. Polling stations will be equipped with face masks and hand sanitizers for the use of the country's 5.5 million voters, many of whom are expected to skip voting partly due to fears of being infected. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province and Far Western Province, and mostly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Province No. 5 and Karnali Province. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at many places of the Gandaki Province, Province No. 5 and Karnali Province, and some places of the Province No. 1, 2 and Bagmati Province and the Far Western Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one two places of Gandaki, Province No. 5 and Karnali provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 20 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. The ruling Communist Party agrees on the provision of 7 years waiting period for naturalized citizenship to be provided to a foreign woman upon marrying a Nepali national. 176 people returned home across the country after recovering from coronavirus infection. Government preparing to carry out 10,000 PCR tests per day from the 29th of June. And three people killed and three seriously injured in a stabbing incident in English town of Reading. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.